Hello? Sabine? Wie geht's? Ne? Pass mal auf. Ja, ja, es ist im Radio. Und wir hatten diese Musik im Radio und da musste ich natürlich an dich denken. Weil du ja auch letztes Mal gesagt hattest, ich soll ruhig wieder anrufen, ne? Und doch, doch, hast du gesagt, doch. Doch, bestimmt, bestimmt. Und dann diese Musik, weißt du? Ja, und dann dachte ich, ruf doch mal an und was? Hallo? Hallo? Sabine? Nee, ich dachte nur, dass du dann mal rumkommst. Ja, wie? Wie? Ach, weißt du doch. Ja. Nee. Nee, das sehe ich nicht so. Nee, das muss ja auch nicht sein. Nee, weißt du doch, das ist doch jetzt. Du und ich und weißt du auch, wie letztes Mal. Hä? Wieso? Das verstehe ich nicht. Letztes Mal hast du ganz anders, also, was? Ja, genau. Und da hast du gesagt, das wäre alles dufte und das ginge ruhig so und, was? Ach, hör doch. Ist ja gar nicht wahr. Ach Mensch, nee, und überhaupt, das ist, nee, wenn das so ist, dann passt mir das auch nicht. Was? Nee. Klar wäre das dufte und würde mich auch, ja, oder doch, wa? Nee, weil ich meine, das ist doch alles nicht so wichtig. Mensch, Hauptsache du und ich und zusammen und wohlfühlen, oder? Ha? Kutschi, ne? Nix mit Kutschi, sich ausgekutschi. Ja, denn ab dafür. Okay. Ja. Alles klar, muss ja auch nicht. Ja, ist
C-I-T-R-1-0-1.9-F-M. Okay. Tschüss.
Well, good day, and welcome, O denizens of Thunderbird Radio Land, as we wander once again through life's garden. Time now for the Eclectic Lunch, right here on CITR, broadcasting from the picturesque promontory known as Alksen, a land traditionally shared by the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people, and now home to the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. Did you ever do the ancestry thing? I don't mean the DNA part, just the bit where you fill in your family tree. You know, you, your mom, your dad, grandma and grandpa. If you give them enough information to get it started, they send you hints about who else you might be related to. That's how I found out about my dad's cousin, John. I'd never heard of him before. He was about 20 years older than my dad and probably died before I was born. But the other day, I got a hint from Ancestry that they had his service record from World War I. Cool. So I clicked on it. It was a JPEG of some scanned documents, including a picture of the envelope that they came in. The envelope had his name, and stamped across it in red were the words, "Unlawfully Absent." What the hell? What does that mean? I have a cousin who went AWOL in World War I? The documents were all in military jargon, so I took them to a guy I know who's a military historian. And after looking at them, he told me this wild story. So in 1916, The war had been going on for a couple of years, and if you know anything about the Western Front, you know it was a big mess. Trench warfare, stalemate, daily artillery shelling, gas, snipers, and filthy conditions. You were more likely to die of dysentery than getting killed by the enemy. So the Canadian Army was running out of soldiers, and they started recruiting farmers and loggers and hunters and trappers. Guys who were used to rough conditions, who could handle themselves, but might not know the truth about what's really going on over there. Cousin John must have fallen for the pitch because he signed up in Moose Jaw and was sent to Ontario for basic training. While he was there, he spent some time in hospital for scabies or bedbugs or something. And he must have heard from the hospital staff what the war was really like, because after he got out of hospital, he went back home for harvest leave. See, farm boys were allowed 6 weeks leave in October to help with the harvest. Only thing was, after his 6 weeks were up, John didn't go back. They extended him another 2 weeks, but he still didn't go back. I think he got two or three more extensions, but he never returned to the army. He just stayed home. The army finally said, fine, you don't want to be in our war? We don't want you anyway. And that was that. They just let him go. No court-martial, no trial, no shot for desertion, nothing. The things you learn about your family. On this show, we welcome submissions from listeners. We heard from local anti-pop pop singer Moira, who is hoping you like her latest song. It'll be released on Bandcamp in a couple of weeks, but we've got it now. It's called True Love Haunts.
Come to Maker, do not need a savior when you're not making much. Let the poor fall. time is such a long time to keep waiting, but I will. The hours, minutes, the seconds, they fade away. Days and the months and the years, they fade away.
Annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 18th to the 22nd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, art, and much more in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring Japanese punk rock four-piece Otoboke Beaver as guest curator, Brooklyn-based R&B queen Yaya Bay, Canadian synth pop heroes Tops, trailblazing Australian psych rock outfit Tropical Fuckstorm, celebrated hip-hop collective, Odyssey and Good Company, Boston slowcore trio, Horse Jumper of Love, LA experimental noise rock group, Shushu, breathtaking ambient harpist, Mary Lattimore, outlandish egg punk band, Snooper, genre-defined Chicago drummer, Micaiah McCraven, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
Are you someone in recovery? Someone struggling with addiction or disordered eating? Or are you simply curious to explore your relationship to alcohol, drugs, and other types of addictive behaviors? The UBC Student Recovery Community is a safe space to connect with others. The SRC provides many types of support, such as drop-in hours, recovery meetings, one-on-one support, and even has a dedicated recovery lounge. The SRC supports all pathways of recovery, from harm reduction to abstinence and everything in between. You can learn more at recovery_UBC on Instagram. And you can also contact the community at src.recovery@ubc.ca. Remember, you're not alone.
Hello. Take a moment to ease your mind. I'm glad you're here. Have you been to that sacred place within? That place that sound can create? Let's go there together. A place with the freshest beats. Gamelan tones of Indonesia. The many sounds of Brazil. possibilities are infinite. All available on Mixitroph, the best in world music, every other Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. Join me, Nolzy, for exclusive interviews with local musicians and musical explorations.
Hey UBC students, juggling assignments, exams, work, and relationships can feel overwhelming, but you're not alone. UBC has mental health resources to support you every step of the way. Not sure where to start? The Wellness Info Desk has your back. To get personalized guidance on mental health resources available to you, or if you have any general questions, call the number 604-822-8450. You can also visit them in person at the Life Building, room 1400, hours Monday to Friday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can also submit a question online. Just search up Wellness Center at UBC and click Ask Us a Question. Remember, taking care of your mental health is just as important as everything else on your to-do list. Don't hesitate to reach out. You've got this, and UBC is here to help. You're the new MC, you
got the remix. This week's poetry reading is Town and Country by Helen Lee Reed, courtesy of LibriVox and Project Gutenberg. About the country they may talk who will, who praise it ever to the town's despite. Let him extol the charms of wood and hill, who finds them peerless. None disputes his right. For me, the town. Each well-worn footway old to me is dearer than your grass-grown lane. Not all who struggle here contend for gold. Green-growing things quit not the soul of pain. God made the country, aye, and God made man. Working through man, his power he displays, and in the city's mazes his great plan is writ as clear as in calm country ways.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
In Vancouver.
It's like having a clown in your head.
Kindly step up to the parapet. I'll give you a lesson in marksmanship.
You couldn't give me a lesson in long-distance spitting. Anything you can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I can shoot a partridge with a single cartridge.
I can get a sparrow with a bow and arrow.
I can live on bread and cheese.
And only on that?
Yes.
So can a rat.
Any note you can reach, I can go higher.
I can sing anything higher than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
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 No, you can't.
Anything you can buy, I can buy cheaper. I can buy anything cheaper than you.
50 cents?
40 cents.
30 cents?
20 cents.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can say softer.
I can say anything softer than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
I can drink my liquor faster than a flicker.
I can do it quicker and get even sicker.
I can open any safe.
Without being caught?
Sure.
That's what I thought, you crook.
Any note you can hold, I can hold longer.
I can hold any note longer than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes,
no, you
can.
Yes, you can.
You wear, I'd look better than you.
In my coat.
In your vest.
In my shoes.
In your hat.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can say faster.
I can say anything faster than you.
I can jump a hurdle.
I can wear a girdle.
I can knit a sweater.
I can fill it better.
I can do most anything.
Can you bake a pie?
No.
Neither can I.
Anything you can sing sweeter.
I can sing anything sweeter than you.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Oh, yes, I can.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yeah.
No.
Midnight. about the way you overdo your body. Don't you lie to me. Oh, don't you lie to me. Because it makes me mad. How evil as a man can be. There was two kind of people I just can't stand. And as a lying woman and a thieving man. Oh, don't you lie to me. Don't you lie to me, because it makes me mad, and I'll get evil as a man can be. Well, I'll be with you till the cows come home, but mama, please don't let me catch you doing wrong. Oh, don't you lie to me. Oh, don't you lie to me, because you make me mad. I'll get evil as a man can be. Give me all your loving if I give you mine too, but don't you lie to me. Oh, don't you lie to me, because it makes me mad, and I'll get evil as a man can be.
Young Agrarians is the largest educational resource network for new and young ecological farmers in Canada, with a long-term goal to stop farm loss and ensure future generations can farm. YA offers farmer-to-farmer programming to grow the next generation of food growers by creating access to community, education, on-farm training, land, business mentorship, and other resources. Join our network by checking out youngagrarians.org. That's YOUNGAGRARIANS.org. Together, let's grow the next generation of viable and ecological farmers on Turtle Island.
The Bike Kitchen welcomes you to Access Night, a weekly event in the shop offering free tool rentals for queer and trans folks, with the purpose being to make bike mechanics more inviting and accessible to folks traditionally excluded from the industry. Visit the Bike Kitchen on Wednesdays from 6:15 to 9 p.m., located in the basement of the Life Building. We hope to see you there.
Every adventure begins with a spark of possibility, and Scouts Canada volunteers are the ones who bring it to life. Whether it's guiding a hike, teaching new skills, or planning the next big adventure, they create opportunities for youth to grow, connect, and thrive. Volunteering is about more than activities. It's about courage, connection, and unforgettable memories. Whatever your passion, there's a role for you at Scouts Canada. Adventure awaits. Take our online quiz and find your perfect role at scouts.ca/volunteer.
Welcome. Anansi Joaquin.
Do tamse. Ichuao. Iswayao.
Ahlo sahla.
I'm at Skype.
Bienvenido.
Una ti.
Jack Tunal. Tai Tai Tan.
You are invited to volunteer for Swissessism Garden. Get away from the rat race. Get back to the land. Heal. Reconnect with yourself. Touch grass. Find a quiet place among the plants and find a quiet place inside yourself. Check us out on Facebook at Indigenous Garden UBC Farm or visit the Swissessism Indigenous Garden located at UBC Farm just off of Ross Road.
Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues?
Write something?
Events?
Personal essays?
Anything!
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show, or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
Is your mom obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So is ours!
Are you too obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So are we!
Tune in to Viva Poru, el ungüento para el alma, here at CITR 101.9 FM.
A radio show dedicated to Latin awesomeness and culture, hosted by yours truly, the one and only
DJ Bruja, and the other one and only
DJ D-Rod.
Disclaimer, Viva Poru, el ungüento para el alma, contains a high amount of llama content. DJ D-Rod and DJ Bruja are not responsible for a newly found llama obsession.
Catch us every other Sunday at 5 p.m. Besitos.
To CR.
TR.
101.9
FM broadcasting
live from
Vancouver, Musqueam
Territory
in Vancouver,
British Columbia,
Canada.
It's sick.
Too late.
It's done. It's sick.
Soon it
will be gone.
Think of.
the sun goes down and the moon comes up. I turn into a teenage Goo Goo Muck. Yeah, I cruise through the city and I roam the streets, looking for something that is nice to eat. You better duck when I show up.
On the Eclectic Lunch today, we heard Trio, Moira, Jody Glenham, Billy Bragg, Movie Land, Ethel Merman and Ray Middleton, Clone, The Bad Beats, Fats Domino, Dr. Feelgood, Divorcer, Destroyer, and The Cramps. Our theme music is by Ry Cooter, and this little ditty is by the great Neil Hefti. If there's something you'd like to hear on Eclectic Lunch, drop us a line at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. You can search out our podcast archives at citr.ca, and remember to like, share, and subscribe, because Sharon deserves it. Keep your dial set on CITR all afternoon. Up next is Musish, turning found sounds, new music, and an eclectic vinyl library into new improvised tunes. Then at 2 o'clock, it's Radio Art from Pepe Crespin, and as he's always been, since 1987, our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar, the Human Serviette, at 3:30. And we'll be back with more delightful morsels on the Eclectic Lunch next week at this same time. We now return you to regular programming.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisep Hydra CM Nisiem Nisiaya and the Sakhlia Talitin Homasque Mustail.
Hello, I am Stephen Ham, and you are listening to CITR 101.9, home of the theremin.
Did you know that community radio stations in Canada broadcast in more than 65 different languages? This is where stories come alive and where we come together. But as big international media dominates the spotlight, local news and local voices struggle to be heard. Our government must help these local stations continue to do what they do best, serve the unique needs of our communities. We're asking you to go support the Community Radio Initiative at mycri.ca. Stand with us for community radio future.
Another year gone, and I'm still floating. Another year gone, and I've been thinking. Of all the lovers, saints and sinners who feel like I do. And all the prophets who line their pockets and shoes.
Music in this show is explicit. A lot of my language is explicit, but I still explicitly hope that you'll listen to Musish with Cronfused, which is coming up next. If you also want to be a part of the show, we accept ideas for improvs. You can email me at cronfused@gmail.com. That's CHRONFUSED@gmail.com. Or you can find me on social